Welcome to Studio 1776 and also social1776.com. I'm your host, Daniel Leach. I am joined by Rexton Lotus Justice. She's going to give us her latest update, as well as we're going to be talking about some geopolitical things that are happening in the mainstream news and off the mainstream page as well. Welcome to the program, Rexton. And how are you?
How am I doing? I would love to be free. How about that? Of course, I think everyone should understand that bond slavery is unconstitutional. The only people who are subject to it are the impoverished and people who, well, I should say this, the people who aren't wealthy and who cannot afford high-end lawyers, attorneys, I should say, the disenfranchised, the impoverished, the mentally ill, stuff like that. Those are the only people that you'll find in jails, folks. In my case, I have a $2 million bond, which is an excessively high bond for the charge. And there are people who have murdered people that have a lower bond than me, half the bond, in fact. So it's arbitrary, capricious application of basically, can you pay the indulgence? So consider, think of bonds, the bonds that people are paid, made to pay bail, you know, bail bonds, as in B-A-apostrophe-A-L, not B-A-I-L, but it's a Baal worship form of false temple tithe that is equivalent to the indulgences that Martin Luther railed against. And the people who are not willing to pay the Baal worshiping indulgences are treated as though they're presumed guilty. And that's just a fact of how they operate all over this country. The interesting aspect about everything that's in the news about what they call the COVID now, but it was really originally Corona, as in Crown virus, which now they're saying that there was a big, which I thought was interesting. Remember, if you watch my show or you listen to my show, Daniel, whenever the Crown virus happened, I told people that my paperwork had hacked the banking system. And then like about 3 weeks ago, they talk about how there was this huge hack that happened at the end of February and March that corrupted a whole bunch of programs through the governmental systems. I just thought that was really funny because if my videos were still on YouTube, people could go back and listen to the fact that I said that I put in this pleading, folks, that had a whole bunch of Greek terminology and word in it that spoke of the old law and how the temple was moved by Christ and brought forth the concepts of the translations of Thoth and the Greek language into the pleading itself. And I said I think that brought it, that when they scanned it, that the AI of the computer system freaked out and started reprogramming itself. And I just think it's funny now that they're admitting that there was this huge hack that corrupted a whole bunch of computer systems in February and March. So funny, whether my assertions or what they're talking about, I just think it's very interesting that happens to be the case. But when people talk about using these courts to resolve the crimes of the COVID coronavirus, are you all really in the belief that in the 9 months that we've had a blatant disregard of the Constitution, that not one case, except speckled cases concerning freedom of speech for churches and stuff, have moved through the courts? Your judiciary is in two, folks. If you haven't learned that from what they did during the election and prior to the election, with the judicial modification of legislative orders, and which corrupted the electoral process, which I told everybody, again, I professed that this election would be illegitimate before it even happened for a variety of reasons, and it ends up being illegitimate because of what I said. The Electoral College is not, that we are under today, is post-Reconstruction modified through statute, which allows the Article III courts to modify it, which allows a lot of unconstitutional things to occur. And here we are, after the election, with this problem in tow, where the judiciary that has been in coup of this country for well over 100 years, is rearing its ugly head. And the unconstitutional activities that are going on with these executive orders and these edicts from unelected officials without the power to suspend the Constitution, if you think in 9 months that there hasn't been any court orders to correct these unconstitutional acts by these executives and things and people who are just health professionals, if that hasn't happened, it's because it's not going to, because your judiciary and the esquires are in coup. Okay, so the judiciary is not going to correct the lapses in your constitutional privileges, because and your immunities, or even the violations of your substantial rights, because they're the ones that are doing it. They're the ones that have been doing it for a very long time. So you guys continuing to think that your judiciary is going to pull you out of this totally unconstitutional, suspended constitutional, totalitarian state that we now live in is a pie in the sky lapse of serious judgment, because it's not going to happen. They've been violating people's constitutional rights as a standard business practice in the courts of this country for well over 100 years. So I think we should move past that. That's not going to be the solution. We were talking about how, just a little bit before, Daniel, that I thought that this explosion in Nashville was just another one of the, just like Oklahoma bombing, we now, we found out that Timothy McVeigh was like a CI for the FBI, and that this was probably just another coup attempt to create havoc, to change the narrative of what's going on in our country. And that's happened. We've had a changed narrative for a couple of days. It also strangely happened right after it was exposed that the second largest spending package ever created by Congress was put forth, where it would pay each Iraqi citizen something like $500 or $5,000, and yet each American was going to get $600. And wouldn't even be each American, it's only certain Americans would get $600. So, I mean, I think people really need to understand you live in the world of 1984. You live in a world where your facts are being obfuscated, the truth is being misrepresented, you're being manipulated by fascist propaganda machines, you're being ruled by multinational corporations that have no allegiance to this country or the American people, who are making hand over fist in internet sales, and while your small brick and mortars that have fed your towns and this nation for generations are going, being forced into bankruptcy by fascism. So I'm not really sure how to update people on these facts, because they've been ongoing, and I really haven't seen Americans do much of anything except to think that they're just going to keep on doing what they're not doing. And, I guess January 6th we'll find out what's going on with the Electoral College. I personally hope that there's a challenge to that, and that they are not certified, which would mean that the House would elect a president and that the Senate would elect a vice president. That is of the United States, not of the United States of America. Trump could still be appointed the president of the United States of America, folks, by me. That could happen. But I'm hopeful that but that's dependent upon the Georgia elections producing a Republican Senate. So we could technically have a Vice President Trump, that's a potentiality. I don't really hold any merit to, I mean, they have to go through the motions to try to make this constitutional republic system in how it's being acted. It's not truly a constitutionally republic government. They're actors in overlay in post-Reconstruction statutes pretending to be your constitutional republic, but it's all run by attorneys. It's all run by foreign bar members who are not beholden by their foreign titles of nobility, which are foreign patents by statute and by ancient accepted practices of foreign banking. They're not beholden in their oath to protect the American people or the Republican form of government. They're supposed to, but they're not doing that. So they're going through the motions, but I don't know when Americans are going to realize that you only have a republic when you can keep it. It's not given to you. It's something that you hold and retain by acts of each citizen, big C citizen. It's not something that you let get taken away. If you let it get taken away, you have to fight to get it back. And asking other people to fight your battles in corrupted courts is not going to fix your republic, folks. So I'm not sure what's up the sleeve of Trump, but remember, he is the President of the United States, and Article 4, Section 4 mandates that he has a fiduciary duty as a man to ensure a Republican form of government. So if the Republican form of government is lost in the turn of events that are happening, where we clearly have rebellion going on and a coup going on, I've proven that there's a coup of the judiciary. I've proven that. That's without a doubt been proven. I've proven that we are being run by foreign titled nobility holders that are not supposed to be running our government. I've proven that. That's been proven. So if we lose this republic, it actually is upon the shoulders of Donald J. Trump. He has a fiduciary duty to ensure a Republican form of government, and he's mandated by law to do whatever it takes, including Article 4, Section 4, or to invoke the Rebellion Acts, again, like Lincoln had to. Lincoln didn't have to. It's kind of a different scenario, historically speaking, but he has the Rebellion Acts to work with, and if he doesn't, then he will go down as the president who let the republic fall, which would then fall to the American people to get it back in their own individual acts. So I don't know what's going to happen, but do you have any idea got any concepts of what might happen here, Daniel?
Well, I've been paying attention to the alternative news, mainstream news, and I know that at one point Trump took away the executive privileges for Biden to get updates from from the Pentagon. So that's a sign that Trump is, you know, moving forward, whether or not the Congress and the Senate are going to act righteously. At least it looks like Trump is trying to be a leader in this. And there's just so much evidence that basically can't be ignored that this is a fraud. So it does give you some semblance of hope that this guy is going to step up and do the right thing. But yeah, like you're saying, you know, January 6th is a big day where they're going to try to certify everything. And they're talking about how Mike Pence might turn around and stab Donald Trump in the back because he's with the Rhino Republicans.
Well, so is Mike DeWine. Mike DeWine's a Rhino.
Right. So you got all these rhinos that are lining up.
They are. They're not rhinos. They're esquires. They're all esquires, folks. People keep thinking it's about Democrat versus Republican. The Congress is full of foreign title holders of nobility esquires, which by the law do you.
Right. The British agents is basically what you're talking about.
They're foreign agents.
Right.
They're foreign agents, folks, who've taken a title of nobility, which by the now affirmed, lawfully passed Title of Nobility Amendment, which case 185369, they accepted the fact that the TONA was passed. It's a matter of fact now in law that the Title of Nobility Amendment was passed by order of quorum nobis by the District Court of the District of Columbia Court of Appeals in case number 185369. In our case, they accepted as fact that the TONA was passed. Okay. That
right.
proves that is a fact of law, which means that the Congress and the Senate, as it stands right now, are being occupied by people who cannot hold those positions of law and power and authority and trust by the law. Okay, they can't be there. So the
right.
Congress
so they're going to be nullified. They're going to be nullified.
The Congress is illegitimate, and the Senate is illegitimate. Okay,
right.
You're dealing right now pursuant to facts of law established in the courts, in our cases, that your Congress and your Senate are illegitimate. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to go ahead and try to make them operate legitimately, because, see, those are illegitimate, which they have been since Reconstruction, folks. They've been operating under what's called the maximum law of the safety and security of the people is paramount. So rather than – but again, the Congress is really laid vacant by law, and Trump has the ability to prove that Congress is vacant. Well, if Congress is vacant – And we've proven that the Congress is vacant in our case by the Title of Ability Amendment being a fact of law. And if we've proven that the judiciary is in coup, then that is Article 4, Section 4 right there. So he has the power to invoke Article 4, Section 4 by the established facts of law that we brought forth in the cases that I've walked. He can do that.
I feel like, you know, from my grassroots experience and my grassroots understanding, I feel as though if this president doesn't step up and this Congress is trying to act illegitimately, I feel like the grassroots is going to step up with, instead of ballot boxes, it's going to be bullet boxes. And I feel like that's where we're heading to, that it's going to basically be done to we the people, you know?
Well, that's really scary, though, too, because, again, then that would be Trump failing in his mandate.
So far he's.
I mean, he's not an attorney. He actually, and I've said this since he was elected, he actually can occupy the position of the United States of America president. He can be the president of the United States of America. No attorney can be the president of the United States of America. The post Reconstruction statutes kind of give Esquires this quasi capacity to occupy that office, but not. That's only because. No one had proved that Daytona was passed. Up until 2018, Daytona, since 1812, has been presumed to have never happened. They obfuscated it. They acted like it was never there. There were rumblings about it having something that existed, 10, 15 years ago. But I actually went and researched it and proved that it was passed by the state records, by state documents. The Titles of Nobility Amendment was passed, folks. And they have lied to us since 1812, okay? They have lied to you that your government is a trusteeship, that it is not the government of the United States of America or even the United States as we know it instrumentally. It is a fiction. It is a simulation of the process of government, and they have put corporations in the seats of legitimate
states. You have 1 minute remaining.
So you don't have a legitimate government. You're literally being run by corporate fascism, run by one union called the bar unions. That's fascism. Fascism, fascio. You literally are being run by fascism. And if Trump does not correct the course, he will be responsible for us probably delving into a violent revolution again, because they're not going to stop, folks. They're coming after you, I'm just going to tell you. And I don't know if I'll be able to call back. So if I cannot, Daniel, it was great talking to you. I'll try to touch base with you. But
yeah. Hey, before it hangs up, let me tell you, I added a page on social1776.com called Free Lotus Justice.
There you go.
Just to let you know that.
Yeah, because we're the underground radios. I'm talking behind the back lines, folks. I'm in the bowels of the beast right now, walking the law, and I'm telling you, it's not good what I'm seeing. Prima facie unconstitutionality everywhere. No one ever.
Thank you for using GTL.
There you go. Welcome to Social 1776, the underground radio. God bless. Peace out.